today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. By Allah's name we start. Salamu alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio during Laylatul Qadr.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
Dear brother and sister, today is Sunday, 22nd of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to Chapter Al-Qadr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر
Indeed, we sent the Quran down during the night of decree.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
And what can make you know what is the night of decree?
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم
The angels and the spirit descend therein by permission of their Lord for every matter. Peace it is until the emergence of dawn.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Why was the Quran descended on the night of Qadr? Since on the night of Qadr the destiny of 1 year of ours is determined based on our worthiness, we should keep vigil the whole night and repent of our sin, practice self-perfection and refer to Allah to gain more and better worthiness for His mercy. Yes, we should be aware of the moment that our fate forms and not spend the time in negligence and sleeping. As the Quran is a book of destiny and leads to the path of happiness and guidance, for man, it should be sent down on the night of Qadr, the night of determining fate. What a nice connection there is between the Quran and the night of Qadr, and how meaningful the relation with each other is.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
Laylatul Qadr is one of the most blessed nights of the Islamic calendar, and perhaps there is no other night that stands equal to it in sacredness and holiness in Islam. In chapter 97, verse 1, Allah says, Verily, we have sent this Quran down in the night of Qadr. The biggest virtue associated with Laylatul Qadr is that in this night Allah bestowed Quran upon humanity, which is perhaps the biggest gift that Allah has sent upon humanity. Therefore, if a Muslim is to celebrate the night for any reason, the biggest one can be perhaps the fact that Allah has sent down His biggest gift upon Prophet Muhammad on this night. Hence, it ought to be celebrated for this very gift.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. The emphasis on forgiveness during the Laylatul Qadr highlights Allah's infinite mercy and compassion. It reminds believers of the importance of seeking pardon, not only from Allah, but also from others, fostering a sense of community and mutual forgiveness. This night underscores the belief in a divine plan that guides human destiny. It encourages believers to trust in Allah's wisdom and providence, even in times of uncertainty, and to seek guidance through prayer and supplication. So Laylatul Qadr is a profound spiritual event that encapsulates the essence of Islam's message, guidance, mercy, and forgiveness. It serves as a reminder of the divine presence in human life, offering believers a unique opportunity to deepen their faith, seek spiritual growth, and connect with the infinite mercy of Allah. Through its observance, Muslims can experience a transformative night that shapes their spiritual journey for the year to come.
In this part of today's special, we have a very short dua for 22nd day of the holy month of Ramadan.
Allahumma iftah li fihi abwaaba fadlik wa anzil 'alayya fihi بركاتك ووفقني فيه لموجبات مرضاتك وأسكني فيه بحبوحات جناتك يا مجيب الدعوة المضطرين.
O Allah, on this day, open for me the doors of your grace, send down on me its blessings, help me towards the causes of your mercy, and give me a place in the comforts of paradise. O the one who answers the call of distressed. Let's look at some merits on the night of Qadr. It is better than 1,000 months, yeah? The Quran explicitly denotes this in Surah Al-Qadr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Prophet Muhammad has been quoted, whoever stays up the night of Qadr performing mustahab acts, recommended acts, and is faithful and believes in the Day of Judgment, all his sins will be forgiven. We are in the heart of the month of Ramadan. Why? Imam Sadiq said the master of the month is the month of Ramadan. The Ramadan month and the heart of Ramadan month is the night of Qadr. It has been narrated from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, his pure progeny, the night of Qadr is the master of all nights. After recital and invocations and supplications, one should allocate some time for self-meditation and pondering. Of course, this should be done at a time when he's free from whatever disturbs his thoughts, like domination of sleep, overeating, and pains of hunger. So, dear brother and sister, try to stay focused, renew your intentions. Remember how great the blessings and spiritual rewards are on these holy nights. And think of the forgiveness you will receive on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of fate, the night of decree.
Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya fadla barina, khayrun min ad-dahr bil afwi tatina.
Ya Laylatul Qadr, ya fadla barina.
Some scholars have noted that we have a hadith that say after your wajib salah, your obligatory prayers, if you do tasbihat al-zahra, we all know what tasbihat al-zahra is, right? Where after your salah, it's highly recommended to say 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. The hadith says if you do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the reward of your salah by 1,000 times. Laylatul Qadr multiplies your deeds by over 1,000 times. It's better than 1,000 months. And the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam multiplies the reward of your salah by 1,000 times. Laylatul Qadr is hidden from us, right? We don't know exactly which night it is. Most likely, it's tonight, the night of the 23rd. But it could be any night out of the last 10 days of Ramadan, especially the 19th, 21st, 23rd, 27th. One of these nights. But it's been hidden from us. Why? Because it has such a sacred value. When something is so special, it's hidden, right? The treasures, aren't they hidden? The pearls, aren't they hidden under the sea? Valuable things are not out there for everyone. They're hidden. Laylatul Qadr has a high status in God. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to hide it. So we appreciate it, know its value. And so Allah encourages us to worship Him on other nights. Because if the Prophet would tell Muslims, Laylatul Qadr is this night, people would only worship that night. Allah wanted us to take advantage of the month of Ramadan by worshiping Him on several nights. Just as Laylatul Qadr is hidden from us, we see that not only the status of Fatima, but the grave of Fatima alayhi salam is also hidden from us. The daughter of the Prophet. He had only one daughter at the time. Now there are a few differences of opinion. Maybe he had several other daughters or stepdaughters. How many daughters did he have like Fatima alayhi salam? You go to Medina, you see the graves of the companions, the wives of the Prophet, everything is there. People know it. It's marked. We know where their graves are. Except one woman, and that's Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Her grave is hidden till this very day. Why? Allah wants us to go and research on what happened to her so we can find out her status and from whom we should take our religion.
We ask you to remember us and pray for us during your prayers during Laylatul Qadr. We leave you in Allah's care and blessings. Fi amanillah.
Al-ghawth, al-ghawth,